Blog Talk Radio.
Animal here on November 30th, 2016. Now, I want to talk to you today about something we were discussing on my Facebook group this week. And you can go to my Facebook group via this domain name, recruitingtricks.com. Recruitingtricks.com. Go there, you'll have fun. I guarantee it. Anyway, the topic we were getting to that I'm getting to is referrals, getting referrals from other people. When a recruiter calls someone he or she doesn't know, can he get referrals from them? Can she get a referral? That's the question. Some people said that when they call up someone they don't know and that person says that she isn't interested in the job, she doesn't want to move, they never ask for a referral. And you know why that is? Because the person they're calling has no reason to help them. They don't know them yet, right? These people think you have to do something nice for that other person before you can ask them for something. And referrals are some kind of payback, right? It seems to make sense, but I want to tell you something else. It's hard to get referrals from people you've never spoken to before. I know that. I'm not good at it. But you know what? I've gotten them. I get them sometimes, and they have led to placements for me. So you've got to be crazy not to ask. You've got to be stupid not to ask. And in fact, I'm sure you all know, there's a lot of recruiters who turn every recruiting call into a request for a referral. They never say to the person they're calling, hey, I want to check to see if you're interested in this position. They always say, hey, I'm calling to see if you know someone. And that gives the other guy the opportunity to raise his or her hand. I don't see the purpose in it myself. They think it's a little gentler if they're indirect. Why not be direct? And I'll come to that in a second. But there's other guys, there's other people. I don't want to mention any names, but you know them. And they say referrals don't mean anything anymore because everyone has a profile online, all the potential candidates, and they want to ask, how is getting a referral better than just doing a search on LinkedIn? Well, I'm going to tell you, if you do a search on LinkedIn, it might not be a good profile. It might not tell you everything you need to know. You might not be able to figure out the person's ready to make a move. But if one of their friends or their colleagues tell you that, yeah, you're going to know. That's the difference. Okay? Now, I have a friend. I'm almost done. He's very good at getting referrals. And you know what his approach is? Hardball, hardball, hardball. If he asks someone for a name and the person says, oh, I don't know anybody, he says, come on. I know you know. I know you know somebody, and I'm not getting off the phone until you recommend them. And you know what? He gets names, and I'm with him. And you know what he says? If you're not willing to challenge people, go find another profession. Yeah. And now I'm going to refer you to Jerry. Jerry, what show is this?
The Recruiting Animal Show.
That was a recording. You know, he might have to harvest some turnips from his backyard garden or fix something in the barn. I don't know what his story is, or maybe he just forgot. And you know what? He's asking me all the time, when am I going to get paid? Hey, when you do some work, you're going to get paid. That's what I say. Thank you, Jerry. And I want to thank my sponsors, PC Recruiter, Martin Snyder, president of that company, and also Hire Tool. Hire Tuel, H-I-R-E-T-U-A-L. I'm going to have to spell it every time I say their name because you can't figure it out, okay? Now, I want to warn everybody today that the guest works for Hire Tuel. The guest of the show works for Hire Tuel, which I just told you is a sponsor of this show. But you know what? So what? I warned him before he came on, no mercy. No mercy. If you're a guest, you're a guest. And that's what you're paying me for, raking guests over the coals. And if you want to be a guest, go into it with your eyes open. And he said, okay, bring it on, animal. Bring it on. And you know what I said back to him? I said, no one says bring it anymore. It's as old as a It's as old as shizzle. Nobody says shizzle anymore either. Remember that? It was something for about 3 months. And I guess that's it. I had a few questions for Jerry, who didn't show up. So I can't ask him that stuff. But let me see. The guest. I'll see if the guest is here. Nin Tran, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, let me ask you something. Nin is spelled N-I-N-H. How is that properly? How do you say that H for real?
It's a silent H. I usually introduce myself as Ninja.
Ninja Tran. Yeah, forget it. Not here. You're just plain old Nin. Okay, on Twitter... This guy's got a very inventive Twitter name, Nintran09, okay? N-I-N-H-T-R-A-N-09. He's the chief operating, the COO, right? I think he used to be the CMO of this company, Hire Tuel, which is a sourcing tool, a sophisticated sourcing tool. We'll be telling you about it later. You're the COO and the co-founder. Am I right?
Yes, you're right, Michael. Okay.
Yeah, don't sound so pathetically sad, okay? It's nothing to be sad about. Now, look, you're a co-founder. Now, I myself have been partners with people, and I find I can't get along with anybody. Do you have ever any fights with the other founders?
Absolutely. I think we fight a lot, but we found a good balance to resolve our fights. For example, we argue over the product features, what's important, what's not. So, for example, I talk to a lot of recruiters and just learning about the different ways how people source and recruit
Oh, you're putting me to sleep. Hold on. Jerry's leaving nasty messages on my Facebook group. Let me just remind him that the show is on. Idiot. I can't believe I'm surrounded by these people. Okay. Let me see. Okay. Okay. So, you know what, Nin? Just pick it up a little. You're not doing a demo for your product here. I've got a show. I've got an audience. Don't talk in a monotone, okay? Now, what's your history? What did you take in school? Just answer real fast.
I went to UC Berkeley and studied economics.
Okay. So you're not a programmer or anything like that. You're not a techie yourself, right?
Kind of. So I did pick up and learn coding on my own.
Oh, you did? You learned coding? Can everybody learn coding? Can everybody learn coding? Somebody's phone is making noises. Can everybody learn coding on their own?
Let me on, Michael.
What?
Yeah.
All the lines are open. All the lines are open, almost. Oh, here's stupid. Jerry.
I'm here.
Hey. Yeah, thanks.
It's Wednesday?
Busy with your lunch, eh?
Michael, what are you talking about when you say these people?
What people?
You said I can't believe I'm surrounded by these people.
I'm talking about Jerry, the guy who just showed up 5 minutes late.
Wait a minute. I'm just stepping into this here. If you said you can't believe you're surrounded by these people and I just got here, now you're trying to say I was who you're talking about? And it's Tuesday?
That's funny.
Oh, my God. Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
Okay. He took economics. He taught himself how to code.
Hey, Jerry. Trump is coming to Cincinnati tomorrow night. Trump is coming to Cincinnati.
Hey, this is not the Trump show, okay?
No.
Are you inviting me
to
a misogynistic, racist, some kind of KKK rally?
He's coming to Cincinnati tomorrow night. That, no, that would be in Indiana. He's coming to Cincinnati tomorrow night.
Okay, can I get back to the show?
Nicole is considering the cookie exchange.
Oh, God.
Though I did find it rather interesting, you only mostly invited women.
You can come. Bob's going to have a man party in the kitchen.
Ooh.
At the kitchen table.
Okay.
We're going to do the team party thing in the dining room. Living room.
Are
you there?
Yes, I
am
here.
Okay, who's the guest today, Animal? I'm sorry. Bring me up to speed. I apologize for my tardiness. I was
doing business.
I was on the phone.
Okay, just if you shut up for a minute, you'll get into the flow. Okay,
we're in the flow.
Yeah, you're not. Okay, look, this guy studied economics. He taught himself how to code, and then you went to work at Google. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I was there for about 10 months.
In what role?
Yep.
In what role? Hey, just do me a favor.
I did QA automation for Google Plus.
No, don't talk when I'm talking. Just pretend you're excited, okay? Just pretend you're excited.
He is excited.
I am excited.
Excited to put me to sleep, okay?
I got here just in time.
I've got to tell you something else, Lynn. You don't even have a LinkedIn profile that's active online. I looked all morning.
Yeah, I don't. It's because they restricted me like 3 times. I didn't bother to reactivate it.
LinkedIn sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You don't have an axe to grind, Maureen. Okay. Okay, so look.
Maureen did build it for him.
Title there. What was your title?
QE engineer.
What?
Quality engineer was my title.
Okay. And then you founded an executive search firm called Hire Teammate, right?
That's correct.
What kind of people?
That's actually the parent.
What?
I was going to say that's actually the parent company of Hiretual.
Okay. What kind of people, I'm saying it slowly, did you place? Hire teammates.
I placed CTOs, principal engineers, all the way down to regular junior engineers, anything design, product, sales guys sometimes, mostly for small tech startups in the Bay Area.
Okay. So we're going to move
on. I like this guy, Animal. I like him.
Okay.
This
we're going to talk
smart.
He's actually done something better than some of your blowhard guests over the years. This guy's been there.
Yeah. Okay. But
I like it.
We're not just going to talk about his product. We're going to talk about he's got a famous LinkedIn strategy, and then we're going to talk about his product a little later in the show.
Hold it. A guy with no LinkedIn profile has a famous LinkedIn strategy.
That's because
good.
LinkedIn took it down.
That's why you want to find out exactly what he's doing. And if you're going to get in trouble with it. Well,
can we call him Martin?
What?
Yeah, you can call me Martin.
Okay, where'd you pick that handle up? That's your middle name?
So I actually grew up in Czech Republic, and that's my Czech nickname.
Very cool.
Martin? Okay, we've already got Martin Snyder. We don't need another Martin.
Who's that gymnast from there? Nadia Comăneci.
Okay, here's a question. No, she's from Romania. Okay, here's a question for you, Nin. I was reading this week that if everybody, with all these sourcing tools, are coming online, everybody's going to have access to the same people. They'll be able to identify the same people. It's a story we've heard this time already, right? Okay? And so what's going to separate one recruiter from another? Danny Cahill, the famous trainer, says that when everybody has access to the same people, the key to recruiting is going to be persuasion. Do you agree?
I think, yes, that's one of them. But there's more. Definitely hard work, right? How hard you work, how much time you spend on the search, on the full cycle recruiting. It could be also how smart you are in terms of engaging.
You know what? We're 15 minutes into the show. Nothing's happened yet, okay? Sorry, everybody.
Man, that was a great topic right there, and you've already squashed it.
Jeez. Like a bug.
First of all, is Danny Cahill still alive? If so, that's cool. Secondly, you brought up a good point, and he was answering well. I guess you didn't hear what you wanted to hear, so you're putting a lid on that one and you're moving to the next one?
I've got to tell you
something.
The guy talks too slow. The guy talks too slow for me. It's a problem. I'm trying to get him excited.
You Canadians are supposed to be friendly and sorry. You should be sorry right now. He was
sorry.
I already apologized for wasting 15 minutes of the show, didn't I? Okay.
You
had your guest, who is an experienced recruiter and now a software provider. You had him answering a question: what's the key to recruiting? Now that allegedly we all have the same names, what's the key? And he was answering.
Jerry wants to hear your answer. Go ahead. Go ahead. If everybody's got sourcing tools that show them the same people, what's going to differentiate one recruiter from another? You said
please have a good
work.
Answer after all that.
Hard
please
work.
Have a
That's
great
a hell
answer.
Of an answer. Okay? What else?
Hard work.
I mean, hard work is really, you know, like, for example,
80%.
I just spoke to Tanya yesterday, and as you guys know, she does high volume, high impact recruiting, so she hired 3 people in the last 3 weeks, for example, and I asked her, how were you able to do that? And she said, I put in a lot of work. And that's true.
That's
I mean,
answer. You know what? I got to tell you something. Jerry doesn't know what a good answer is. This is
I'm
a waste
sorry.
Of time. Let's move on.
I refer back.
Let's
I refer
on.
Back to you. Sorry.
Yeah.
Defer.
No,
excuse
no, no.
me.
Here, this guy. Listen to what he says with his LinkedIn strategy. He says he's much more bold in print than he is online here live. He says, I have cracked the in-mail code. This strategy will work for any role. What I am about to unveil is a strategy with proven results to recruit premier candidates. Right?
Oh, I want it.
Okay. Now,
wait a minute. He just said she hired 10 people in 3 weeks. He just unveiled a strategy with hard work.
Yeah.
That's a strategy.
No, he said
not
he gave hard numbers.
You know, three
people.
It's enough I have to fight with Jerry. Don't make me fight with you, okay?
I'm on your side, Animal. We're not fighting.
No.
Just let me.
He's giving hard numbers.
No,
that's a lot more than what a lot of people do.
Listen. He says the average in-mail response rate is 10 to 20%. Recruiters get 70% in-mail. Google recruiters get 70%. He says about himself. I had a 40% conversion rate for engineers currently working at Google and similar big-name companies to apply for jobs with unknown startups. He says his clients were unknown startups, and he was getting 40% return rate on his in-mail invitations to talk to a recruiter. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to know how you did that, Nin. I'll walk you through it if I have to, but can you tell us?
It's impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. So with emails on LinkedIn, everyone knows that they become really spammy, and that's why it's 10 to 20%.
No, everybody doesn't know that because LinkedIn doesn't put that out. LinkedIn puts out a different story.
Right. They say they have a lot of people on the platform, which is true. But at the same time, every recruiter uses LinkedIn to recruit, right? And they use emails to reach out to their candidates on it. So you have essentially like a shark tank for a couple fishes in a pot.
Right.
So what I did is I flipped the script a little bit. I reached out and connected to the people first as a signal whether they wanted to talk to me and be connected to a recruiter before I reached out to them.
What does that mean? I don't understand what you said.
So how did you do
that? That means that, you know, how people on LinkedIn is basically a professional network, right? So I was essentially expanding my network by connecting to those people first before messaging them.
So you didn't send them a, would you be interested in this job in mail? You sent them a connection request.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I sent them a connection request, basically build up a pipeline for messaging later. But I still used InMail to send them a message after they get connected to me.
Can I ask when was this?
I think April or March this year.
Okay.
So 6 months back.
Okay. Before everybody got sick of it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay,
so
a good
once
animal?
You get the connection, right?
Is the animal still here?
People are more likely to respond to you.
Are we in charge now, Maureen?
No, you're not. Just let him talk.
Went 60 seconds without you clobbering him. I'm like,
well, he's starting to get to the
I felt like an airplane with a dead pilot or something.
Okay.
But
okay.
Sure.
Look.
What's going on?
Nin Tran.
Yes.
So,
pay attention.
Now we establish
Marty.
You connect to people before you sent the emails. How did you get this 40% response rate from people who never heard of you before?
I wrote a good, engaging contact. So I put all of the information in the first email, which now looking back, I think I would have done it differently, but I put the salary, the location, the title, any benefets, and I really tried to pique the candidate's interest.
Wait a minute. This was your first contact with the person?
Yep.
So you're sending them all this info about the job that you're not recruiting them for. Because remember, you're not recruiting people on the first contact is what you said a minute ago. Now you're putting all the job info in your first message to them? Did I miss something?
No, I said looking back,
okay.
I would have done it differently, but back
okay.
then it's what I did.
What would you do differently now?
I would write a little bit longer email. So, for example, I talked to Mike Trudin, and he gets 85% response rate. And he said, you know, you just got to write something that shows your personality, right? Tells a story and piques person's interest. And you got to, you can't reveal.
If you don't tell us what that means in concrete terms, I'm going to kill you, okay? I don't like those generalizations. What does it mean? Okay, you told us something. I sent them the salary, the location, the job description. That means something to me. Now you're saying, oh, you have to show your
right.
personality, tell a story. That doesn't mean anything. Well, or maybe it does. You better tell us right now.
Sure. Let me read kind of one of the examples Mike wrote. Give me a second here.
How long is
Mike Trudin.
Okay.
It's not very
famous?
Long.
Or did you just somebody
okay, started? Go ahead. Start.
He spoke at SourceCon.
Hold on. Cool.
Was you outplay yourself? Your messaging strategy isn't working.
Cool.
One of the examples is right here. Here. Wait, don't delete this just yet. I'm going to try my Jedi mind trick on you to see if we could pry you away from your current gig. Okay. The force isn't working. Maybe it doesn't work on awesome growth hackers like yourself. But hopefully,
growth
I could
hacker?
At least coax you into listening for 5 to 10 minutes about this. And then he goes on.
Okay.
What does he go
he
on
He doesn't
to?
Say a lot about the role. He just puts a lot of mystery, a lot of fun, and kind of plays around with the message.
Hold on. You
That's
like
cool.
this crappy message better than the one you sent out? The one you sent
you
out
know
has
what?
Substance. This is garbage.
You know what, Michael? I go with what works and whatever software engineers like. Okay? It's not about what we like. It's about what the candidate likes and what makes them respond.
I know what makes candidates respond, but I probably am not allowed to say it on the radio.
Go ahead.
Show.
Go ahead.
No way.
Say it.
I'm not dumb. No.
Oh,
okay,
secret
don't
sauce.
Don't tell us. Okay. But here's something
Let's
else.
Let's just say it has a little bit to do with your profile picture.
Okay.
Mine seems
you
a bit dated.
Say that. You can talk about that at a Trump rally. Okay. Look.
Cincinnati,
Nin.
Tomorrow night.
Nin.
Thank
I'm
you.
Going
Nin.
To the vote recaps.
Sure. I'm here.
I'm a Jill Stein supporter.
You say, Nin Tran, you say that you sent out 994 in-mails in a month and a half, okay?
Yep.
994, but you didn't pay much money for LinkedIn. Somehow you found a way to avoid the heavy
That's correct.
Seas. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so when people connect with you, if they are your first connection, you can send them InMail for free. So the way LinkedIn designed InMail, so usually people would just say, you know, I can just do that with my regular premium, right, and just message people after they connected with me. The cool thing about InMails is they cannot – back then they couldn't mark it as spam. So even if they thought it was spam, your profile would be fine, even if you send like a couple thousand of them.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is – You say, okay, there's what different levels of LinkedIn. What there's LinkedIn Recruiter, there's Recruiter Lite. So Recruiter Lite only gives you 30 InMails in a month
right.
for $120. You sent 994. What kind of account did you
yep.
have? What kind of account?
I just had the Recruiter Lite account.
And how did you manage to spend that much? Go ahead.
So when people connect with you, so they accept your connection and you have them as a first-degree connection on LinkedIn,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
you're able to send them an InMail for free.
How many?
Does that make sense?
Is it true?
Well, it's not an InMail. It's just a message.
Yeah.
No, it's also an InMail. So if you – I mean – if you go to LinkedIn Recruiter and you send your own network an InMail, that's free. You can also send them a message that's on regular LinkedIn Premium, and that's also free, but people generally could mark that as spam. I don't know if they changed that for InMail or not. But with InMail, you can use the template feature and whatnot.
Does anybody want to comment? This guy has got kicked off LinkedIn. Does it have anything to do with the with the Hey, wake up.
It's just funny.
Why did you get kicked off LinkedIn? Was it because of this?
I got kicked off LinkedIn because I downgraded my LinkedIn Recruiter Lite because I switched into marketing from recruiting. And then I just started messaging people from my regular premium, and that's when things got a little weird. I was looking at too many people, apparently. So, you know, LinkedIn jail.
Yeah, I don't understand that. But you're saying that we could send out hundreds of emails or recruiting InMails, essentially, while only paying for Recruiter Lite. Recruiter Lite only
That's
gives
correct.
You 30, but you could send out 500
yep.
if you do it right.
Yep,
okay.
That's correct.
Okay, I have to do an ad now for my other sponsor, my good buddy Martin Snyder at PC Recruiter. Now, I want everybody to know that PC Recruiter is one of the most fantastic recruiting software companies in the world. When I go to these chats like the Boolean String chat where there's a lot of smart people, you often see people saying, what ATS should I get? What CRM should I use? And there's always people saying voluntarily, they're always saying, hey, I've been using PC Recruiter for a hell of a long time, and I like it. I think it's good. And you know what Martin Snyder told me? They're all over the world. There's people all over the world using PC Recruiter. Don't make noise on the phone while I'm doing my ad. I will
That was Maureen.
You.
Was
okay.
not me.
It was me, Maureen.
No.
Hold on a second. So I'm not finished. And PC Recruiter, I want to tell you something I tell you every week. It's made for every kind of recruiting. Don't make noise. That's some kind of nonsense noise. Okay. So PC Recruiter, let me see if there's anything else I have to tell you. It's made for every kind of recruiting. If you're a recruiter, PC Recruiter loves you. They want to help you. And I want them to be able to help you. So you go to their website right now. PCRecruiter.net, PCRecruiter.net, and tell them Animal and Maureen and Jerry and Nintran sent you, okay? Thank you.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Tell them that.
Yeah, PCRecruiter is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've got a quick question, non-related to anything.
Go ahead.
On the internet now, are we only using one space after a period or punctuation instead of
yes.
two?
Yes.
God, I hate that. It hurts my eyes.
one, then don't do it, okay? Do whatever you want.
Well, I think WordPress automatically does that for you now.
Okay, great. It's really important, okay? Okay. Is there any
Let me ask a question. Are we capitalizing internet or not?
No. No.
Yes.
Okay.
That went away?
No.
I think you do,
the
right?
The internet.
Nin.
Yes.
Nin, are you there? Nin, are you there?
Not a internet.
Yep, I'm right here.
Okay, who's got that fuzzy little noise on their phone?
Mike A. Stringer, probably.
Stephen Nahez is the guest next week. I hope A. Stringer doesn't call in then. Okay.
I can't
get
into Twitter, just so you know. It won't let me in.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Okay, look.
My account's for sale.
Is there anything else we have to know about LinkedIn? Is there anything else we have to know about LinkedIn?
Let's see. LinkedIn, obviously, grow your network. Sure. The bigger, the better.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, what do you want to hear about LinkedIn?
Okay, let's go to your product. Let's talk about HireTool. And look, I don't want you to tell me after the show, when I've mentioned your product 100 times, and we're going to talk about it in length now, that I didn't do an ad, okay? This is your ad.
Okay.
Okay. Now, look, HireTool, we went through this before, HireTual. Now, maybe you spell it that way because you were born in the Czech Republic, but I don't think that's the best name, but I want everyone to know. HireTool.com. Now,
Let's talk about the name. Who named it?
Doesn't matter.
Who named it? Great question. Steven did, our CEO.
Mm-hmm.
Just woke up one day and, hey, let's name ourselves HireTool.
Yeah, Steve should wake up and learn that that's not a good name.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The name's got to go.
Okay.
There, everybody
you can actually,
it.
You can actually call it HireTool.
You can buy talentid.com from Jason, our friend Jason. Hey, Michael Cox, I just heard you. I'm going to talk about his product. Is that what you want to hear about right now?
Sure.
Okay. So his product, I was at the demo. It's got there's a few different aspects to it. Some of the funny ones are, it does searches for you, but I'm going to go about it backwards, Nin. It provides a ranking of the candidate, the search results. It takes a look at your results, and it ranks the candidates for you. Is that right?
It does rank all the candidates for you. So, for example, it helps you speed up with the profile review or screening. So I talked to, for example, Tanya, and she goes through thousands of profiles on a regular basis. And she said, you know, instead of spending 5 hours on looking at people's profiles, she can just look at HireTool, what people do, how good they are, their expertise and whatnot.
You know what? Let me guide you. You know, somebody should recognize my skills. Okay.
You know something I do, and I'm sorry for my earlier outburst. I was trying to come up to speed on the show. I was 10 minutes late. I wanted to make an impact. Kind of like the kid that comes in off the bench.
Yeah. Okay. But here's the thing.
That was me.
I said it. Thank you, Jerry. It ranks your candidates. How does it rank them? What does it use to rank them?
So the way the peer ranking works is it looks at different people that do similar things, like the guy that you're looking at, okay? And then it takes into account things like how much is this guy being paid, how long he worked at different companies, his career progression, where he came from, what's his educational background, and how does his career career projection looking. So, for example, we teach the computer different things, right? So one use case could be, you know, an engineer who is 24 compared to someone who is an engineer manager who is 24. Who would look better, in your opinion?
Okay, yeah, but that's career progression, because otherwise it's hard for
me to
understand.
Isn't that ageism? I'm just asking, isn't it?
That's a great question. I think there's definitely a little bit of bias towards ageism, because we wanted to select like a common group, and we said on which to base this comparison, and we said, you know, age groups would be a good starting point.
Yeah, you know, so, what? There's people, you know, who work in their shorts at their kitchen table, as self-employed recruiters. If you look on LinkedIn, their title is managing director, okay? And they're 24 years old. It doesn't always reveal
that's
everything.
True, but, you know, the algorithm also takes into account what kind of company you're working for and how big they are, if it's public company, how well the stock's performing. If it's small company, then, you know, how is your small company compared to all the other small companies in that area doing similar things?
Okay, that's good. And now you mentioned salary. It takes that into account as well. Now, when you're doing a search on Facebook or GitHub or LinkedIn, they don't tell you the salary, but your tool, Hire Tool, estimates the salary. It estimates the salary, and then it feeds it into this ranking. That's what you're telling us, right?
Yes. So, yeah, the salary, we pull data from all kinds of places. I think there's three major sources for that data. First is the stuff that people self-report about themselves. Do you guys know sites like, for example, Glassdoor?
Yeah,
right? Where people go and they rate the companies and they tell the world about how much they're making. It's biased. So we control that with the stuff that the employers report on visa applications, transfers, any public contract, but they have to disclose compensation. And then the third piece is just hypothetical market compensation for that title, for that company in that location.
Okay.
And then from that, knowing how good people are, kind of how much they've been paid in the past, we can estimate with certain accuracy how much they're likely to be paid today. So it's usually within 10 to 15% of what they actually make. And
okay.
As a recruiter...
So-
I use that information in phone screens and
How?
Offer negotiation.
How?
Well, the first phone screen, right, I call them up, thank them for their time, introduce myself, the company, the role, ask them about them, and at the end ask them, you know, what's your work authorization and what's your expected salary, right? So they'll tell me, or not, then I would tell them, hey, you know, how about this much, like 10 or 20% more than what HireTool says. Or they would tell me 50% more, right? Then I would know he's talking about total compensation instead of just the base.
Okay.
And then if the guy gets an offer down the road, then I know how much of a buffer I have to negotiate with him.
Okay, I should have asked you to put some concrete numbers in there. I'll ask you a different question now. What about LinkedIn salary? There's other services now, aren't there, that are estimating salaries. Do they use the same kind of methods? And do you all agree about the same candidate salary? Have you ever done a search on, you know, somebody on LinkedIn salary and then compared it to what you're billing them on for a Hire Tool?
Yes. I think most of the compensation data, you can ask the recruiters that use our tool. They would say, you know, it's not foolproof, definitely, but it usually falls within 10 to 15% of what people usually make. So if we tell you, for example, for someone like, I don't know, recruiting manager who makes like 90K, then they could be making 81, 80K or 100K, anywhere in between that. And it's usually true.
That's quite a range. I mean, really. Okay, the thing is, you can't do this, eh? The guy says, I need 120 to make a move. And you say, don't kid around with me or something a little stronger. I know you're only earning 90, okay? Because I've got a tool in front of me that's telling me so.
Yeah, if the guy, you know, the people are always going to ask for more than what they're making if they're going to make a move, so...
Okay, but it's sometimes
obviously.
It's unreasonable. But, Jerry.
But,
Jerry.
What?
Okay. If you're using this tool and it shows you the guy's earning $80,000, right? And he say, you say, well, what would it take for you to make a move? And he says, $100,000. And would you say, look, you're kidding me? I mean, would you use this tool as a confrontational negotiation?
Probably
support?
Not, because that's just not my style.
Okay.
Jerry,
anybody else
surprise.
On the line? Would you
You'd
use
love
tool?
It. You would love nothing more than something to validate your argument.
Yes, right.
Anyway, I mean, this is just what animal needs.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't think you can count on it.
A tool that gives people courage. A shot in the arm.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal, animal. if someone tells you, you know, he wants $20,000 more, then just accept it. Just say, okay, great. And if the hiring manager likes, right, the salary is kind of like, okay, it's one thing out of the whole hiring process. So if the team likes him, they like the team, he likes the company, he likes the role, by the time the guy gets an offer, he's going to be, okay, I might wiggle around the salary and take, I don't know, $70,000 or something.
Okay, so look, you've got the ranking, the candidate ranking. You think that's a very important aspect of the tool, okay? For me, I thought that it wasn't, but you're saying it's a major advantage. You say that it helps Tanya Bourque, our friend, move ahead very quickly. She only has to look at the top ranked candidates, I assume.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Number two, it gives you an idea, a rough idea of their salary, not a clear enough idea necessarily to confront them when they lie. Okay. And
yeah, badger corner.
Yeah,
clobber,
yeah.
Get over on.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, we're not ADP, right? But in terms of accuracy, Hard Tool is one of the most, if not the most, behind ADP.
Okay. Now, what other features do you have besides search? Because we're going to come to the search. What about I heard, you know what? When I first heard about Hire Tool, I thought it just found out contact information. It brings back contact information. That's one of the things it's best noted for. Am I right about
yeah.
that?
That,
want to tell
that's
us about
correct.
That?
And the contact information, we have the best personal emails out there among all the other providers. And that's something mm-hmm. that a lot of our users have a lot of success with. So, for example, Ninhi from VSAT, she was able to get, I don't know how many, six or seven people to final interviews within 3 weeks just by using Hartrell. So she went on the tool, found 80 people that were exactly matched what she was looking for, and then she got about 60 or 70 people emails from us and emailed them with 35% of them responding to her messages.
Half of them?
35 out of 70. This is blowing my mind.
Yeah, so about half of them. So direct. If you email people directly, it works a lot better than emails. Okay, my email was 40, but if I email people, it goes to 50 and 60.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you don't blow up the message, then you get it. And and then she was able, out of those 35, to set up phone screen for the 20, and then out of those, 8 are in the final stages, and I think one guy got an offer.
Wow, great. Do we have we have any of your customers on the line today calling in? I'm just curious.
Okay, I just want to finish describing what other functions it has and get on to something else. Okay, so we've got the salary,
you have all lines
the contact
blocked,
information,
don't you, animal?
The salary, the contact information, mm-hmm. the ranking, anything else besides the search function, which I'll get to. Anything else?
The pipeline management. So what that does is we help you create your pipeline based on the people that you've seen on LinkedIn, GitHub. And then export that into an Excel spreadsheet or a CSV.
Okay. Now let's get to the search function. your tool makes up Boolean string searches for LinkedIn. It does something similar for GitHub, and it also creates search strings for Facebook. Am I right about that? So you don't have to have any knowledge. You just put in the right keywords, and it creates a decent search for you. Am I right? Is that what you're doing?
Yes, you're right. So we support, I believe, LinkedIn, Facebook, GitHub, Indeed, Twitter. Now we just added SlideShare, general resume x-ray, Sing.com for European sourcers, a whole bunch of healthcare platforms like NPI, Doximity, Google Research. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's
now,
generally two ways.
When I start talking, you stop.
See,
talking,
I've got
okay?
a question here as a user of the system.
I
just clicked on the search through GitHub button, GitHub sourcing, explore. I clicked on there, signed in, and it's not doing anything. I mean, what's the deal? It just takes me to GitHub.
What did you search?
Well, I just opened up, you know, on your front page where it says GitHub sourcing, talent search, repository search, all that.
Got it.
I hit the explore
button. Do you see
button.
The activation button of HireTroll? It's like a blue H
blue
on the
H.
bottom, right?
Let's see.
Like a circle.
Yeah, this is great radio. This is great radio.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of it right now. I'm using the thing. Okay, yeah. Okay, so let me tell you. I had no idea that button was even there. Why would you hide the button down there? What the hell's going on? That's ridiculous.
Well, I agree with you. I would rather have it open up automatically. I think going back to when Michael asked me if we argue with our co-founders, yeah, we do. And that's one of the things we argue about.
Well, here's all I want to say. As a guy, I'm just now starting to try to figure out how to use this, you know. So
right.
If my first several experiences are it doesn't work, then I'm done with it, just like most of every other tool that's come along. So why hide the activate your hire tool button
got it.
Down in the bottom
you.
Right?
You're
I know you got it. I know you got it.
Derek Chan had a question.
Says, I'm going to call my company Hire Tool, spelled T-U-A-L.
Hire Tool. Is it supposed to be virtual? It's a stupid name.
Okay. Derek Chan had a question. He was asking what smart parsing is.
Hold on. I got a question.
Smart
let me
parsing.
Finish. No, let me finish, please. Okay, it's my show.
Guys, I'm doing my first search on it right now on GitHub, and I'm going to tell you, if I can do it, anybody can do it, because I'm an idiot.
What I'm asking, if somebody's
you're
Dean
funny.
DeCosta, the famous sourcer, Dean DeCosta.
It says we found
like
4,692 users that match what I looked for, an SQL developer in Ohio. It says,
can I talk, Jerry, please? I don't want to mute you. You know, my weakness, I don't like mute people.
You can mute me in a second, but hold on. So I am exploring your guest's tool as we speak, like a live new user experience, and I'm offering my feedback, and you want to cut me off.
Yes,
that's
I do.
That's ridiculous. That's all I wanted to say.
Nin Tran, please listen to me. Answer me. Don't talk to him for a second. I'll be finished if you let me.
System.
Okay? If somebody...
Go ahead.
Dean DeCosta, the famous sourcer, he endorses this tool, Hire Tool, but he uses it as a browser extension on Chrome. Is there a browser extension you can use for free on Chrome? Can you tell us about that?
Yes, absolutely. First off, Dean is amazing. You guys should all go to
Don't
him and listen to him. He has like 700 extensions. We do have a free extension that's free forever, and it's our way to give back to the community of sources and recruiters because they have been so helpful
and instrumental in developing
the tool.
Don't suck up.
What?
It's called a loss leader. Freemium.
What?
Okay?
It is a freemium, and what you pay for is the contact information.
Sanctimonious goodness, okay? It's a strategy. It's a business strategy. So how do they get the Chrome extension?
They just go to hardchill.com, and there's a big button that says Add to Chrome. You
okay,
click on that button, a pop-up comes up. It says Add Extension. You just confirm that, and voila, you have
okay,
it in your Chrome.
What's the benefit of paying a fee? What's the benefit of becoming a paying customer?
The benefit of paying the fee is having everything unlimited in terms of the features, but having access to the best database of personal contact information among the tools. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sure that means something. You want to talk about prices, or should they find that out on the site?
We try to keep things affordable. So right now, when we launched, it was $60 out of SourceCon for a month.
Yep.
And then right now, it went up to $90. I think we're trying to keep that up there for a while. You get 200 personal contact and emails and phone numbers and everything that we have a month.
Yeah.
Our difference is it accumulates forever. So even if you go on vacation, you don't use
you bought. But hold on.
You don't lose them.
Does your ability to search LinkedIn depend on the person's kind of account that they have with LinkedIn?
No. They can search LinkedIn even if they have a free account. We support LinkedIn X-Ray and everything, especially now that LinkedIn's moving everything behind a paywall of LinkedIn Recruiter.
Yeah.
We're going to make it so they won't
They're
going to
get rid of you, though. Won't they cut you off?
Yeah. They can try, but right now the extension is really untouchable by LinkedIn.
Okay.
Famous
okay,
last
I'm going to do another ad. I'm going to do another ad for my good friends at PC Recruiter and my good buddy Martin Snyder. He lives in Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken. Is he in Cleveland, Maureen? Do you know? I think so. Okay.
Yes, he
anyway,
is.
PC
Everybody
Recruiter, knows. PC Recruiter, they've got videos about how to use their software. They call these little bite-sized videos. If you want to find out what it's about without sitting through a long, boring video, they call them 2-Minute Tuesdays. You go to YouTube, you put in 2-Minute Tuesdays or PC Recruiter, and you come up with these videos, and you can get an idea about what that is like. PC Recruiter. I mean, they are the recruiting software, the ATS, the CRM, the email tool that loves everybody. As long as you're a recruiter, PC Recruiter loves you. And you can go check it out at PCRecruiter.net. Okay? And did you happen to talk to Martin Snyder? Nin, I saw that you emailed him.
Yeah, I did. Really cool guy. Yeah. Owner of PC Recruiter. You guys should definitely go check it out. Martin is one of those folks in our industry. Really laid back. Easy to talk to. Yep.
Yeah, he's easy to talk to. Okay. Anything else that you think that I should be talking about that we haven't talked about because we've got only 7 minutes left?
Wow, time flew by. I would say
– I have a question as a user. Can
you.
I have a question as a user?
Wouldn't agree.
Sure, absolutely.
What'd you say?
I've got a question as a user.
Go ahead, Jerry. Go ahead,
okay,
Jerry.
So I'm on HireTool, went to my GitHub thing, did the search through it. So I've got all these profiles listed there.
Yep.
Where does HireTool show me their email address? Or should I continue using Profit or Lesha?
Click on someone. So in GitHub, people have already their emails. Do you see that on the right in their profile or underneath their result?
I see some of their web pages and stuff, but it shouldn't HireTool have a little button that says what's their email address, or maybe not. I don't know.
Click on the H button to activate HireTool once you're in someone's profile. So we'll show you how good they are in different languages as well.
Okay.
So,
CSS, Ruby, JavaScript. Yeah, cool. I'm liking it.
Yep. And if you see more details, then that would bring up, you know, the analytics and the contact info. If you don't see
it,
then
it doesn't show any. It doesn't show any contact info, but Profit has the contact info. I'm just throwing that out
Profit's
there.
Pretty good.
Okay.
If you don't see that, then you would get the email from their GitHub.
or profit. So there's no reason not to do the double whammy on them. Hire tool and profit.
Profit is a free tool. Right.
Okay.
Great tool too. Hire tool. If is also a free tool. The search is free. It's kind of a thing to help people who are not as technical and don't get Boolean. It's a lot of those. To learn.
Don't tell me about
so, for example, I had an intern this summer who never touched recruiting, technical recruiting at all. And with our tool and with the screening where we told him what the person does, he was able to make one placement after that 1 month of just starting.
Good for him. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he paid
That's
for
all
himself,
I needed
like,
to know.
You know, four or five times over.
Now,
yeah.
you told me that you can talk about recruiting on Facebook as well. Is that very effective at this time? Is it worthwhile?
The best way to source on Facebook is to post jobs in Facebook groups. Okay. So, for example, Albert's List. In March, I hired two people in 1 week from that group, a designer and a front-end developer.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Anything else you want to say about that one? What about when you had your executive search firm? How did you bring in new business? What was your business development technique?
I would say one hack that people should do if they work in startup, recruiting is go to Crunchbase and look at the companies that just got funding, get the contact for the co-founders and just call them. Be like, hey, congrats, you have funding. I was wondering if you are expanding your team. And they was, yeah, I got funding, got millions of dollars and looking to hire 50 people, yada, yada. And then, you get the client.
Yep. And that's how you did it? That's how you did it?
That's how I did it.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. I did the calling for sales. And I think Maureen can teach everyone how to do phone calls.
When you're doing your business development, you don't send emails first. You phone them first. Is that what you're telling me? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, for hired teammate, yes. I send both email and then call them right away. So usually the etiquette is you send email first and then wait a little bit and call. I just send and call at the same time, leave them a message
little bit
or
mean?
Hit them up.
What does little bit mean? What does little bit mean, okay?
A little bit? I don't know.
I don't send emails. I just call.
Yeah.
What if you don't have the phone number, Maureen?
I knew he wasn't saying. You said also that you've got a very special phone screening script. It's the last question. What was it? Or is that what you told us already?
So my training in sales was at Mass Mutual as a financial advisor, and they told me Sandler's sales system. So basically it's hi, this is Nin from Hired Troll or Hired Teammate. Thank you so much for your time. Is this a good time? And they say yes or no. And then you're going to say, I'd love to kick off the meeting with I'd love to introduce myself, the role, the team, tell you how that works. And then later on, I'd love to learn more about you and what interests you about my role. Right. And then, does that sound good? And they say, yes, no, that sounds great. And I go into it. Company A is amazing. They have 12 million in seed funding. The co-founders, one of them was named the most influential woman in Silicon Valley by Silicon Valley Business Journal, something. They've been together for 5 years, really great, smart people, amazing culture. The role itself is like a DevOps principal engineer. You got to get in and build out the racks to power the deep learning that they're building. Self-driving car kind of stuff. Does that sound like something that you'd be interested in? And they'll be say, no, don't care, or yes, right? And I'll go from there saying,
What happens when you get no? What happens when you get a no?
If they're going to say no, I'm going to say, okay, so why did you respond to my message?
Okay. Okay. Okay, because I was interested in
Jerry,
this
that's confrontational.
Job.
Yeah, corner him. That's what I just said, corner him.
Okay.
Get him.
Jerry, do you have anything for the show? Any
you're
more
spending
questions?
Time to
no.
talk to the guy, and he's going to be no. Then, first off, he's a jerk, and he's wasting your time. So, tell him.
Jerry,
wait,
Jerry,
why?
Here's a guy who knows what he's talking about. Why the hell did you get me on the phone wasting my time with you?
Exactly.
Come in.
See, that kind of confrontation is so much easier on email.
Yeah.
Rejection is so easy to take on email. It's like, why would you call somebody if they're just going to say no?
Trent's got some good granular information. He knows things. It's hard to get it out of him a little, but he knows. He actually does know some stuff.
And I have a question. MassMutual taught you to ask them if this is a good time or not? I'm just
they
curious.
Did.
They put big money into that training.
Yeah, it's $500,000 training in 6 months. That's what the manager said, but it's probably just, you know, they pay the trainer, you know, $100K a month. So he just comes in and trains you on different things. Basically, the whole premise of that is you control the conversation and
let's
say.
What's wrong with that, Maureen? I think it's so rude.
Well, if the guy says it's not a good time, you're not controlling the conversation.
I think that it's so rude to not ask somebody.
Well, my theory is if the guy picks up the phone, he has the time.
Oh, that's crap.
Is it?
Yes.
You should always give
somebody an out.
Well,
always.
What I do is I say, this is Maureen, do you have 3 minutes?
No.
If he doesn't have 3 minutes, I give him, you know, a beginning and an end time.
Okay, well,
if
that's
he
fine.
Says that he doesn't have 3 minutes, I respect that. But I give him an ending time.
Well, what's the
got
difference
it.
Between is this a
if
good time
a
and
difference.
Do you have 3 minutes?
If you say, is this a good
all
time, he doesn't
guy
know.
Is,
he doesn't know how much
person,
time you're talking
know.
About.
That's the decision
the
they're making.
Well,
you
know, Maureen, between you and me, I think MassMutual or the Sandler system is not foolproof. And if I had to go with a sales training, I would go with yours.
With the 3 minute timer? With a timer?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Jerry, what about you?
It's also situational. I get tired of these
fake
arguments about crap. Yes, you should ask somebody if they have a minute, or
they'll get
you a good time, or you got a few minutes to spare. I mean,
I think we're all on the same page.
Animals not.
Yeah, that's okay. Anyway, Nin Tran, as I said, you had something to say. Thank you.
I was just gonna say, you know, thank you guys so much for having me.
I'm
really grateful.
Thanks.
I hope Garrick Chan got his question answered.
What was his question?
Yeah.
Well, what was the question for Garrick?
What is job search spotting?
What's what?
What was that, Garrick?
What is job search parsing? Can you hear me?
Job parsing is basically you go on HireTool, you copy and paste your job description, and it automatically creates a Boolean string for you, a starter string that you can edit, add stuff. So I was talking to Allison McKay, and she does recruiting at Facebook for, I don't know, was it data center engineer in energy, something like
infrastructure,
that.
Infrastructure, I think,
Yep, and then she just pasted in her JD, came up with the generic Boolean. She just added energy, and the first guy that came up was the perfect fit at Google that she wanted to talk to.
Cool.
Good luck with the next 10,000 profiles. You will pay your dues. There's no way.
Yeah.
No way around it.
Hey, HIR. Maureen,
have you got a couple minutes?
Yep.
Okay, great. Later.
HIREGUAL.com. If somebody wants to have a free demonstration, get in touch with Nin at NINHDRAN09. On Twitter. Is that it, Nin?
Yep.
Okay.
That's it. I'm available, Facebook, Twitter, anywhere. Just book a demo, and happy to show you different ways you can source with HireTool.
And I also want to thank my sponsor, PC Recruiter, and the great Martin Snyder. Everybody, thank you!